us. We trust you again that you refresh us.
Amen.
Thank you for hearing us. We ask for your help. And we receive your help.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a seat. We'll be very brief and to show you something that I believe strongly to help us. What made the Redeemer to succeed is what will make the redeemed to succeed. I come again. What made the Redeemer to succeed is what will make the redeemed to succeed. What made the Redeemer to succeed is what we make the redeemed to succeed. I want you to capture that reality very well. What made the Redeemer to succeed is what we make the redeemed to succeed. Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. What made Jesus to succeed is what we make we, the redeemed, to succeed. If we capture this, I trust God that you will capture this reality. It will end your struggle. What made the Redeemer to succeed is what we make the redeemed to succeed. Are you serious? We knew that Jesus never experienced any failure in life. What made him to walk exceptionally like that is the same thing that will make us to walk exceptionally. What made the redeemed to succeed is what will make, what made the Redeemer to succeed is what will make the redeemed to succeed. Let me just go straight. Now, Jesus, the moment he began his ministry, shortly before he began his earthly ministry, something happened to him. And that is what is expected to happen to every one of us. As he led the prayer, behold, what destroys us today is what we don't know. What we know cannot destroy you. What we don't know of God will destroy us. But what we know of Him will set us free. Matthew chapter 4. I would have loved to read from chapter 3, but let me just go straight to chapter 4. Verse 1. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Thank you. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now, the first thing we knew about Jesus is that the Holy Spirit led him. That is, what made the Redeemer to succeed is what will make the redeemed to succeed. Now, I think jokingly I was asking one of our brothers that I said, why did God make us his redeemed? Or why did God redeem us? We all knew, we all agree that we have been redeemed. We know. I am the redeemer of the law. You are the redeemer of the law. But the next thing is that, why did God redeem us? The redeemer, the redeemed. The redeemer, redeemed, the redeemed. So, why did God redeem us? If we get this, struggle will end. Okay, my struggle is ending today. I say, when you understand it, your struggle will end. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, then was Jesus led up of the spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Did he survive that temptation? Yes, because someone was behind him. No one succeeds without someone being behind him. Yes. No matter how intelligent we are, we need someone to help us. Is that true? How many of you believe that? Good and fine. Thank you. Now, that's one of the things that fasting does. One of the benefits of fasting is that you will enjoy the living of the spirit continually. That's one of the blessings. No, I'm not talking of hunger strike. I'm talking of the reality. You will realize that when the Holy Ghost led him, he went there to fast, Abi, for days, for weeks, and he came back gloriously. And we are the product of that. What Jesus will work. From now, you will go out victoriously. When I say this is one of the greatest benefits of fasting that I've ever found, you will enjoy his leading. You will hear his voice. You will be willing to follow his voice. Now, give us Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, let's read verse 6. Then we jump to verse 11. When God leads you, or when you follow the instruction of God, then success becomes your portion. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free. And that ye break every yoke. Verse 11, one of the blessings. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. That's one of the blessings. Guiding, leading, instructing, all of these are the same. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not. That's one of the blessings. When you see a person that genuinely gives himself to fasting and praying, what he will be receiving is that he will be receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And when he leads you to a place, you know you can't fail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, failure is ending in your life from tonight. The reason why we fail is because we didn't follow him. Or maybe we are not hearing him. Catch me right. See, fasting, that's not where I'm going. I just want to, so that you know that when you give yourself to fasting, what you are simply doing is that you are subduing your faculties in order to subject your spirit to God. Now, when I say Jesus is our Redeemer, how many of you believe that? Thank you. Who led him? The Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost led Jesus, our Redeemer, to success. Then, it is the same Holy Ghost that will lead us, the redeemed, to success. Huh? Please, always ask question, why? It will help you. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah. Now, when you send your child or a child to a place, did he know why you are sending him? You know, many we don't know. Children doesn't know. You send the child, come here. He may even come, but he doesn't know why you are calling him. Exodus 15, verse 13. Something happened to my life here. The reason why God redeemed us. Remember, I said, what made the Redeemer to succeed is what will make the redeemed to succeed. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Look at that statement. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Why did God redeem us? So that he will lead us. When cow is calling, when cow is calling the children, will goat answer? Other animal will not answer. Only cows will answer. Likewise, when someone is not yet redeemed, he will not hear the voice of the Redeemer. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, why did God redeem us now? So that he will lead us. So that he will guide us. So that he will direct us. So that he will teach us. He will instruct us. And when this happens, I guarantee your success. It's a simple matter, but we need to follow it. Jesus in many times in the Bible said, I don't do anything unless what the Father tells me to do. I don't go where he did not tell me to go. You see, sometimes when you begin to enjoy the leading of God or the instruction, sometimes you ask him, is there anything you have for me to do today? And he will tell you, look at it. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Anyone that God is not his guide, Satan will be his guide. Life is not difficult, but we make life difficult. Listen, go somewhere. I will soon round up this meeting so that I want us to think. But I'm charging you with this by the grace of God, that always ask God why. Why of a thing will make you to be serious with that? Now, he redeemed us so that he can lead us. He redeemed us so that he can guide us to where he wants us to be and to enjoy what he created for our lives. Now listen to this. One day I was in a meeting to attend the meeting. I went there to attend it. I have little change in my bag. I've done offering and everything. But as the meeting was going on, the Spirit of God keep telling me, that money, give to that preacher. That was what I had. So the more I wanted to dodge it, the more stronger the thing became. I didn't drop it with cheerfulness. That's just the truth. But I dropped it. No, there are some gear where you want to drop. Say, Kai, this thing is going. But you have to go. Eh? Now. You see, ba? When God wants to lift someone up, lift you up, He will lead you. The key to lifting is leading. The key to lifting is what? The leading of God. Huh? Now let me take you somewhere. Maybe I will complete the story before I end. Eh? May I ask you a question? Any parent here? You ask your children to say, go and bring that back for me. And your intention is that there is money kept in the bag that you want to dash the child. You say, I will go later. He says, okay. Later he came, you have forgotten what you're supposed to do. Any leading of the Spirit of God will miss a benefit. He said, pray for 1 hour. He said, I will do it tomorrow. You miss something. Maybe that's the day that God will have granted you a special gift. You miss it. One day, I told this rabbi, I said, follow me to the office. He's not happy. When he came in, he sat down. 2 minutes later, I carry a bottle of granite. I pour it. He said, eat. Finish it. I thought he had learned lesson. 3 days later, I said, follow me to the office. I saw him, he doesn't want to come because he likes me. Now, I brought him again another day. I gave him. And now I have to say, the people who are playing outside, are they enjoying Ghana? He said, no, sir. When the people enjoying Ghana, I said, okay, John chapter 1, verse 1 will begin. I'm going somewhere. So when we began. So when I've done that thing up to 10 times now, sometimes they say, Daddy, I will follow you to the office. Now, he knew what he's enjoying there. Do you understand? So now he will now go and tell them outside and say, Daddy gave me Ghana. So the rest, so they only like to follow me to the office. Do you see now? Because of what? Eh? The benefit. So when I give him Ghana, I say, open to John chapter 1. At least he will go out with one Bible passage. And that one Bible passage, he will recite it up to 10 times before I release him so that he will sing to him. Now, He benefiting something physically and he benefiting something spiritually. Wherever God is leading me to, God is leading you so that I can benefit your life. This is the key to this matter we are saying. I will read 2 passages for you, will understand. From today, none of you will miss the voice of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did God lead us because He hates us? No! He led us because He loves us. Do you understand the point? How many of you have seen any child, or maybe you behave like that when you are very small? Oh yeah, go and dress up and go to school, say, because the teacher beat you there for it, you are not going. How many of you experience that? Eh? Now, excuse me. If supposing you refuse to go to school at all that time, who will be a failure today? Your parents? Your teacher? Who? Now let's go to chapter 32 of Exodus. No, Deuteronomy 32. Let's read verse 9 down to 13. Very powerful. Is God blessing someone now? Jesus has shown us the secret of His success. That's why we have to explore it very, very well. They say, but you are not Jesus, but it's His life that is in you. So we have to follow it. Now, for the Lord's portion is His people. Jacob is the Lord of his inheritance. I think the greater inheritance we have from God is to enjoy His leading. God loves to talk to us. God loves to lead us. God loves to teach us. God loves to instruct us. God loves to guide us. Now look at it. He found him in a desert land and in the waste only wilderness. He led him about. Look at that statement. He led him about. Say, God will lead me about. Say it again. God will lead me about. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. When God leads you, He will keep you. So you don't need to be afraid whether they are coming to kidnap you. No. When God leads you and you obey the leading, He will keep you. Look at what I'll go. Let's read that verse 13 and verse 12 again, please. Thank you. You will not fail again. Your days of failure are over forever. He found him in the desert land and in the waste holy wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. But the leading. As an eagle steered up a nest, fluttered over a young, spread about our wings, take them, bear them on our wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. When God is leading you, evil will be afraid of you. See, it's very powerful. You see the way it was itemized. Now, when God is leading you, He will make you to ride on the high place. He made him ride on the high places of the head, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made it to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Look at the benefit. God said, go like this. But he said, this place there I should go. There is no good thing there. He who created you said, go like this. Where did he lead Jesus to? Wilderness. When God led you to a wilderness, that wilderness will be turned to a fruitful land. See, I keep asking questions. This, why do you succeed like that? God led it. Was led of the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. You see some persons today, they go to places, they say, prophet, prophesy for me. Is that the reason why you are existing? I'm not against prophecy, please. Don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. May I tell you the truth? If they prophesy 100 times over any life, and that life is not following the leading of the Holy Spirit, that prophecy will be in vain. This matter is a matter. You tell the child, this child, you shall be great, you shall be great. He's not reading. He's not learning work. He's not learning anything. Well, how would that greatness come out? Eh? If you don't want the promises of God to be at the bus stop of unfulfillment, listen to what the Holy Ghost will be telling you. You are not meant for molestation. Whatever you need to have today, you are yet to have it. It is because there are something you need to know that you are yet to know about. Now listen. What is the key here?
Delay.
The more you follow the instruction of God, the more colorful your life and destiny is becoming every day. Do you understand the point I'm raising?
No.
I came across a passage, and that passage will bless your life. When in Eden, they lack nothing. Isaiah 48, we read verse 17 down to 21. You see what he said concerning your life. Let the old world kick against you when you are following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Honestly speaking, you will escape their. You will escape their danger. Thus fear the Lord, thy Redeemer. Look at it. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Can you see? When God is leading you, you will profit. He's leading you to profit. He says, he leadeth you in the way you will go. It means you don't just speak, I'm going like this. No! He has to be the one leading you to do that. Now, verse 18. All that thou art hearkening to my commandment. The problem today is that people will not hearken. Everybody wants to make it sharp, sharp. There is no sharp, sharp in God's kingdom. Everyone is coming, anyone you see today is coming from somewhere. Even though he did not explain where he's coming from somewhere. Nobody comes from nowhere. Am I communicating? If you see somebody shining today, asking questions, he will tell you where he's coming from. The shining you see today did not start today. The shining you see today began yesterday. How this man just arrived overnight? Nobody arrived overnight. He's coming from somewhere. Go and ask questions. See, this matter is a strong matter. Although they say some people do fly. Now, never see any human being that fly. I mean, the highest thing I've seen human being do is to run. Am I communicating? I'm not talking of aircraft. I'm talking of, I've never seen human being fly. Have you ever seen one? They say, okay, it's going to, from here to, it's going to, maybe it's going to Yola. He just fly there by himself without entering anything. The highest thing he can do is to run. Is it that he run? Or he was? He walk majestic, or he jump. But generation we are, they want to fly. Things are not done like that. Too. I guarantee you something today. If you can prepare well, you will perform well. Do you hear it? Many will tell you, don't worry, there is sharp, sharp. There is no Jehovah sharp, sharp anywhere. Everything has to take step by step. The journey of life is what? Step by step. The more you obey God's principle, the more you move to the next level. Oh, that thou art hearkening to my commandments. Then are thy peace being as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also have been as the sound, and the offspring of thy bowels, like the gravel thereof. Its name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Verse 20. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee ye from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing declare ye, tell thee, offer ye, even to the end of the earth. Say ye, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. Now, Jacob that God redeemed, What followed the redemption of the Lord led him? Please follow this very well. The voice of the Lord is capable of destroying any darkness. He divided the flame of water, the flame of fire. Now, verse 21 is where I'm going. And they thirsted not when he led them. And they thirsted not when he led them through the wilderness. It means in any wilderness of life, when God is leading you, you will not thirst. And they thirsted not when he led them through the wilderness. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the water gushed out. What happened to them in the wilderness when God led them? They thirsted not. The road may look difficult. When God leads you, honestly speaking, you will enjoy something there. This is the key. I love to read Psalm 23 every day. After I keep reading it every day, I keep saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored my soul. You just see God just. Do we know the way? We don't. Jesus is the way. You see, there is this illustration I've shared with you. Let me repeat it tonight. A young man with a very old man were going somewhere. As they began the journey, the old man seems to walk gently, and the young man has enough strength to walk faster. As he could not march on with the walking of that old man, he walked and left the man behind. He got to a place, the road were divided into three. The young man did not know which one to follow. He waited for the man. He waited for the baba. And when the old man said, you don't know the one, he said, this is the one. They started again continuously. After a while, he left the man again. He got to the front again. The road, he the junction where the road were divided into two. He didn't know the one to follow. He waited for the man again. And the man said, my son, this is the one he followed. He continued going and left the man again. He got to the city where they are going. He didn't know the particular house. He waited for the man. The man said, is that house with blood gate? He left the man again. He got to the house with blood gate. The gate was padlocked. The key was with the old man. He has to see which. Any running you are running without the leading of God, you will always wait for him. He got to the gate. The key is still with the man. He has to stand there. Do you know a lot of things that young man lose? The old and ancient experience that man will have shared with him as they are walking, he missed them all. Hastiness will always make you to miss vital things. That will not be your portion. You know, as you are going in the journey of life, you are following God, you are following God as he led you, as he guided you, they will tell you that you are stupid. You don't understand. You don't understand. Excuse me. It's better. Follow step by step as God is leading you. How many of you are gaining something now? When he got to the house, he said, okay, this is the key. The man gave him the key of the gate. He opened the gate, he entered. He still left the man. Can he not eat? I think he would have learned a lesson. And when he now got there, the key that even opened the main door, he still with the man. He still has to wait again at the veranda. What a life. Were you told that Jesus lacked anything? Were you told that when the disciples were with Jesus, do they lack anything? Because that was the time he asked that question. When I was with you, do you lack anything? They say, no, not at all. We didn't lack anything. He said, but now, get his word. Understand the word of God. Then you will not lack anything. So when you are now reading the story of Jacob, and he went to Laban's house to do this business, who led him? God. Then there was a time again when there was a trouble in the land where Isaac was. Let's read that place as we round up. Genesis 24 and 26 from verse 1. Say, I receive grace to be led of God. I receive grace to hear the voice of God. I receive grace to understand the voice of God. I receive grace to respond to the voice of God. All the days of my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today we are looking for a powerful man of God that will lay hand on us that will fall down. The question is that when you fall down, finish. There is no crime there. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is most powerful. It's very powerful. But now if I lay hand on you, you fall down, I didn't tell you anything. You go out. So the meeting was wonderful. Say, what did he tell you? He said he lay hand and I fall down. Is that what he tell you? Is that, would that be your experience? And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Verse 2. You know, when trouble comes, we'll be looking for alternative. Wait and hear what God will say. I will hear what God, the Lord, will say. For it shall speak peace. When the voice of God comes to you, you will experience calmness. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Simple. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee. Can you see now? And I will bless thee. For unto thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father. By the time you get to verse 12, I see sow in that land, and in that same year 100-fold. So the point that even the Philistines, the king, they were envying him. Because when God leads you, people will have no option than to envy you. Because you will prosper to the point that people will see, and no, this thing must be God. God said, don't go. God knew that he would have loved to follow Abraham and run down to Egypt. Because Egypt was a very civilized nation then. When trouble came, all of them would run to Egypt. I've seen many Nigerians running to America. I'm not against that, please. Don't miss that. I'm just talking. Because the place seems to be greenish. Excuse me. It's good. It's a good thing when God says go there. But it'll be a bad thing when God did not say go there and you go there. One day, I don't know, jokingly, I was talking to someone. I said, is there any poor person in America? They say plenty. Some are sleeping on that bridge. I said, no. I don't think so. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I was thinking everybody. You see, a thing to travel to another place is not a thing. But let me assure you that when God says go there, he has prepared the ground for you. And if God tells you stay here, and you say no, never. This cannot be okay as I'm saying. He created you. There are many offers that Jesus had in his days. Many offers. He said, no, I'm not going. My father tell me to go is where I will go. I won't go with you all these plenty offers.
I never knew that poor people are there. I thought that everywhere is. But God told him, he said, do not go. Stay here. And I will bless you. I will be with you. Friends,
the presence of God, the abiding presence of God with your life is what makes him to be rich. For it is the blessing of God that do what? That maketh rich and addeth no sorrow.
What made the redeemed
to be successful is what will make, what made the redeemer to be successful is what will make the redeemed to be successful. Yes.
Inquiry. When you get to any point of confusion, inquire of the Lord. What next?
Pray in the Holy Ghost for some time. Meditate on the word of God. You will be surprised. There will be a way out. I see God open doors for you. It will make a way for you where it seems there is no way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When he led them in the wilderness, they thirsted not. What a great scripture. Mark it in your Bible and read it again and meditate on it. But today, if they don't want to be led, they don't, you know, you are wasting your time. You cannot walk fast. This is a dead age. Dead age with just suffering. When, see, this is the key. The reason why God redeemed us is so that he will lead us. It's so that he will guide us. It's so that he will give us instruction. At the end of it all, you will experience the blessing of God.
You see, in every aspect of life, recently, it's all to 3 months now, just 2 months ago.
Somebody say, he has gotten somebody to marry this, that.
I'm going the next day for the tradition. I say, so fast
like this? I don't even know.
He has gone to meet.
He just came and said, you want to marry this week? And I'm just hearing for the first time. The date of this, that we see, everything as we see, as yeah.
It's okay.
And now say, which work is the person? Say, he says, exporter and importer.
I said, that's good of you.
So, another man of God told him, say, if you dare it, you will regret it. Is there everything that somebody wants to do? That is,
everything you want to do, ask him. That's why he's called God the Father.
The reason why children failed today is because they didn't ask their father question.
He went to tradition and everything. The next thing we saw is on Facebook.
The second day, correct panel beating work began.
You know panel beating?
Beating, correct beating. I mean correct panel beating. Beat.
This type of nonsense. And if he come back to where now, how are you to?
You see, when someone tell you something, it's not that, they don't want me to go faster. They don't want me to shine.
Who wants to stop your shining?
Nobody can stop you, your shining. Nobody, no human being. The best person and the only person who can stop your shining is you. What I'm sharing with you is not a learning matter. It's a crime matter. Imagine somebody that's above 30 years. A man handling and beating mercilessly. See swollen eyes and all of this in the name of marriage. Less than it's
not even 1 to 3 months. How do you finish? How do ya
carry?
Ya mutu, ya carry, ya everything.
Don't marry this like that, it's my hero. Do you know your hero?
When it's given slap, you know it's your hero.
They print different kind of banner. Say it's my hero, it's my lover, it's my Jesus. Yeah, yeah. You never see anything. Any woman or any man that God did not lead you to, you go there now suffering.
Don't go suffer.
Only where God led you to, you will enjoy life. Age is going, age is going. Anybody that come now, I will just go. It doesn't matter.
Go. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Some decide to go to Libya by road. They die in the desert. Haggai, youth, they die there.
In the name of adaptation for survival. Is that the reason why God created it?
You have seen it now. See the way they molest Nigerians in South Africa the other time. Beat them, burn their something.
The question, who sent you there?
Hear this. Wherever God did not lead you to, and you go there, you are defenseless.
He won't defend you. Do you understand my point?
Do you know why?
He knows you from the beginning to the end. Before he created you, he knows his plan for your life. He said only the counsel of the Lord will stand. I think I read it. Let's read it and go. Sorry if he affects you, but I think it will bless your life.
How you didn't understand? I waited for long. This is answer to prayer. Who tell you? Who do you pray to? Who answer you? See, I'm telling you, look, see, I don't, you know, let me tell you one thing. You know one thing about marriage? That's why I always tell the youth, pray and seek God's will very well. There's a pronouncement they normally pronounce in the church any day they are joining it. You say, till death do you part. Very, very strong.
It means they are telling you this journey doesn't end.
You want to embark on a journey that does not end. You didn't consult your creator. Ah.
No. Life is not built like that. I tell you.
You see some people today, they give back to Abinu in bedside.
Check. Check very well.
You know, I asked a question one day. Do you remember? The day I asked a question in one of the meetings we had. I said, how many of us who are here, the day you are filling your jam form, you inquire of the Lord which course to read? We feel the course that we like. We went to school, we get enough carryover. We now finally succeeded, we come out. And we are now still asking God to give you job with the course he didn't send you to read. We make everything, and he says the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous? It's a thing that we need to retrace our step back. Retrace it back. The message may be for one person, but if that person will hack it to the voice of God, I guarantee you, you will succeed in life. Don't compare yourself with anybody. My mate has gone. Where have they gone? Who tell you they have gone? If someone else will share their pains with you, you say, I better go the way I'm going. By the grace of God, we meet people, they may be concerned. We see the way, we see trouble. Psalm 33. Wherever God did not lead you to, you go there. You know you will defend yourself. And you know self-defense is limited. Only God's defense is unlimited. From verse 9. I'm going to read verse 9, 10 and 11. Psalm 33. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. That's 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the hurting to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thought of his heart to all generations. It means the counsel of man we face. If that counsel is not from God, Only the counsel that come from God will stand.
I used to pray a prayer virtually every time.
Lord, wherever your feet will not go, don't let my feet go there. Whatever you are not interested in doing through my life, may I never dare you.
Are we together?
How did Jesus succeed? The Holy Spirit led him. He guided him. How do you think we are going to succeed?
He's giving it. The guiding, the teaching.
Because when he teach you, when he instruct you, he's so for your profit.
Do you understand my point?
Without him, we can't do anything. But with him, we can do all things. See, this is it. That's how you know the ministry office of prophet are very important.
I mean, the genuine one.
They make enough inquiry. When others are sleeping, they will be making inquiry. Lord, what next?
Very, very important. Very, 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 very important.
One day, I was going to see a brother. And immediately, I sensed that someone is talking to me. You won't meet him at home, or don't go.
I didn't listen. I went.
And I got there, lo and behold, it's not at all. And I remember. And the energy I suspect going there under sun and come back, I would have saved it if I listened. From that day I learned to listen.
Eh?
Haven't ever have experienced that before? You intend to go somewhere and something tell you within you, you won't meet the person. You have experienced it and you meet it like that.
It's the Holy Ghost telling you that don't go. You won't meet the person at all.
But do you know we don't always listen?
For this God is my God forever and ever. He will be my guide from now.
Psalm 48 verse 14. Let's read it now. Hand up. It's a good prayer. Say, it will be my God, it will be my guide. It will guide you. Psalm 48 verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide. Even on today, he will be our guide. He redeemed us primarily and purposely to guide you, to lead you. You don't know what tomorrow will bring, only him know. When you listen to him and he tell you what to do, unnecessarily you see things happening. Only God has no limitation. Human beings are limited. But when you agree with the Holy Ghost, then you operate in a supernatural. That will be your portion.
For this God is our God forever and ever.
Personalize it now.
For this God,
is
my God,
is my God
forever.
For this God,
he's my God,
forever.
gods are prophesying upon your life. The Holy Spirit is given to us to lead us, to guide us, to lead us, to teach us, to instruct us, to strengthen us, to empower us.
Christ's name, we are praying. Lift all your two hands to the Lord. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for what you have done for me.
For what you have done.
You have redeemed me.
You have redeemed me.
For the purpose of leading me.
For the purpose of leading
me. For the purpose of guiding me.
For the purpose of guiding
me. I made myself available.
I make myself available.
To hearken to your voice.
To hearken to your voice.
To understand your voice.
To understand your
voice. And to respond to your voice.
And to respond.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my
life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray for everyone that none of you will miss God's voice.
Amen.
None of you will reject God's voice.
Amen.
The voice of God will be so clear to you.
Amen.
You will understand His voice.
Amen.
Grace to respond to His voice.
Amen.
It will split upon you.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If anyone is sick in his body or in her body, everyone, wherever you are watching this program now, in by virtue of what Jesus has done, instead took your infirmities and bear your sicknesses, and with His stripes you are healed. I command your body system to respond to the healing power of God.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
That satanic yoke is broken over your life.
Amen.
That sickness, that symptoms, that disease, that bacteria, that viruses is gone forever.
Amen.
You will experience the peace of God.
Amen.
All the peace of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.